B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just, it's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday. It is already September 21st, 2020. September's almost done. October's here. I can't wait for this stupid year to be over. Let's just blow through it.
You know what? I'm having a really hard time with that because I also would like it to blow through. But at the end of this year, I lose Elena.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up, girl.
Yeah.
That is sad. I know. I want to talk about that more because she's so important to you, and she's become a character that everybody on the show and even our audience has gotten to know. So, all right, before we do anything else, before we give our weekend in 30, before we do anything, let's do a Monday morning song so that we can vibe out, wipe the cobwebs off. We've got so much to do today, so much to talk about.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yes, Frank Ocean. Migos and Calvin Harris, we do. Nicole goes, do you love this song?
You do love this song.
I do love this. It's on my iTunes.
iTunes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not want to promote Spotify? Or do you actually have it on iTunes?
No, I...
We're old. We actually don't have Spotify.
That old? Oh, okay.
No, it's on my iTunes library.
You're still on Pandora.
Like, I bought it.
I wish that was a joke.
Still on Pandora. My sister does that, Pandora. I'm like, all right, Grandma. Mm-hmm. All right. How do you like it?
Pandora's cool.
Okay. Sure.
Well, the thing with Spotify is, as you know, Roy, is other people can control what you're listening to. Like, if someone's logged in under your account somewhere else while you're listening on your phone somewhere, they could change the music. They can't do that on Pandora, at least.
Spotify is not a share your password type of service.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Which is what I prefer. I prefer to have my own account with my own music. I'll never forget AJ or Night Guy. Back when he was with us, was controlling, I think, Spotify.
From the studio. We were signed in under your name.
And so in my apartment, I heard my Spotify music playing. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. My neighbor told me the same exact thing. He was working outside this weekend. He had Spotify going with some country playlist. And his son was upstairs in his bedroom listening to hip-hop. And he goes, by the way, the language on those hip-hop songs. Oh, my God. But he's like, I had to keep going in there and tell him to sign out. Anyway, good morning, everybody. What about your weekend in 30, Ren? What'd you do?
So Saturday, we had a big family night. So my husband is typically really busy with work, so I guilted him into doing something with the whole family.
Good for you.
And I was like, listen, you've been watching football all day. Like, you're going to watch football tomorrow. Let's just go do something fun as a family. So we went out to Monroe, to All Shucks, and they had live music, and it's cool. There's like a little pond there and a petting zoo and a chicken coop and activity for the kids. There's a ton of stuff. So we went out there. There's a corn maze, and we had a good family night.
Great. Good for you. Was there
drinking?
No. So we intended, we took a cooler of beer, but it was kind of far for us, and nobody felt comfortable drinking and driving, especially with the kids.
Right.
So
what I was going to ask was there any hay rides?
No.
Thank God. I hate those stupid things.
There was a corn maze, but no hay rides.
Going back to the drinking, the hay rides gives them PTSD.
Flashbacks. Yeah. I had a hay ride accident. You know, I'm like the only person in history that's ever almost died on a hay ride.
It's a crazy story. I remember like when I first met Roy, he told me the hay ride story. I was like, dang, just Google Roy Brown.
I remember we Googled it because you wanted to see more proof. And I'm like, oh, that was a big deal.
That was crazy. What about you, dude?
So this weekend I did a Q&A with our listeners. And I was so amused because I had a lot of people asking me about weight loss, including like registered dietitians, like what I was doing. And I'm like, I should not be giving anyone advice on weight loss. And so everyone's like, what are you doing? What's your tips? What's your tricks? And I'm like, I'm barely getting by. Like, I went to Outback and I had a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Like,
that's,
like, I'm doing that. I'm doing my own thing. You know, I'm
not,
like, I wouldn't, like, if whatever I tell you that I'm doing, there's probably going to be four experts that's going to say, don't do that.
You know, I agree with you because I think everybody's body is so different. And I have a really, like, my husband's doing this, like, fasted crap.
Fasting, yeah.
And he fasts for, like, hours and days. And I'm like, this can't be good for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care what the person says that you're paying.
Yeah. I told everyone on Q&A, I was like, make sure I'm in a caloric deficit. I try to make good choices. But one thing I did do, because of my therapist, I went to a therapist, and I'm like, stop with the good foods and bad foods. Just eat food.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. And stop eating a lot of it. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me try that. And it's working pretty well.
Good. Yeah, my wife actually yesterday was talking about doing like some sort of a diet. She's like, let's just do something together. I go, okay. She's like, let's just cut one thing out. So I was like, my general practitioner told me, like, do a low-carb diet, cut back on the bread, fried food, stuff like that. And I was like, I could get into that. And Amanda's like, well, let's cut out alcohol for a month. And I just laughed.
That's fucking crazy.
I was like, how are we going to get through the pandemic? Any ideas?
Let me tell you something. Dallas did dry January. It was the worst month of my life. Not his life, my life.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, just my weekend real quick. Saturday, I had the kids by myself. And my wife was out with her grandma and her family for her 80th birthday party celebration, which they went to the Billy Graham Library and brunch and nails. It was a whole bunch of fun.
That just sounds like a grandma's birthday.
Going to the Graham Library.
Yeah. Don't forget, she was supposed to zip line, I told you guys last week, but it turned into the Billy Graham Library.
What a departure.
Although, there is a zip line at the Billy Graham Library, which is a lot of fun. So yesterday, we had so many bags and boxes of clothes in my garage because Amanda, my wife, has gotten into handing out clothes to the homeless people. And the people in need in Uptown. And it turns out that No Limit Larry is like the vice president, our co-host over our friend at the Power 98 is like the vice president of the whole entire operation. So I texted him yesterday. I go, bro, you out? He's like, come on, dude. So I loaded up my truck with like 8 bags of clothes. And I took it up there. And it was amazing just to see how fast people were coming through and like how long it took us to collect 8 bags of clothes from relatives, neighbors, friends. And just to watch it go to people in need, like, so fast was really cool.
Oh,
so,
you actually saw the homeless people take the clothes on site. That's rewarding.
Yeah,
it is rewarding. It's been much better than dropping it off at, like, a Goodwill or a donation box or whatever.
Do you think they need baby clothes?
They need everything.
Okay.
Shoes, women's shoes, men's shoes.
Oh, gosh, that broke my heart to think about homeless little babies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They need it all. In fact, if you're interested or you want more info, you can DM me at Mania Radio, and I've been responding to people to give them details on this event that
good
they do every
bud.
Sunday. Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
This is Mania, Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
The ever-exciting opportunity to name a new child.
There's so much pressure. God. I mean, even when Jax was born, we hadn't picked his name officially until like 48 hours after he was born. They were like, we can't let you go home from the hospital until you pick this child's name.
We remember. We were sitting here standing by waiting for a name. We're like, still no name.
Yeah.
Baby Beta.
Yep. One husband is calling his wife a quote-unquote lunatic over the name that she wanted to name their daughter. And I don't think it's that bad. She wants to name their daughter George. Which I think is kind of cool when girls have, like,
the boys' names?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And they're always hot.
Yep, that's what I say. Well, he didn't like it. He wanted a more traditional name for his little girl. Something cute, not so, quote-unquote, unique.
Georgia.
So that's what he actually recommended to his wife. He recommended Georgia and Georgina, but she is stuck on George.
Well, go with Georgia, and then everybody just calls her George.
I wanted to name Dean Dino after my favorite hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
No can do. We named him Dean. I call him Dino, and half the neighborhood does.
Yeah. So you win.
Yeah.
I guess she's my niece. Her name is Georgia June, and we call her Gigi.
Okay.
Interesting. When I think of Gigi, I think of like a grandma.
Right.
Hey, Gigi.
But it, like, works for her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gigi Hadid, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good one.
She's pretty hot.
So what? So here's the thing. Here's how this article goes. Husband's mad at wife for naming daughter George. Daughter's name is George. Right?
Right.
I know. Because I remember there was a little tension, Loren, with you and your family, what everybody wanted the baby to be. And ultimately, I was like, "It's you will make the rule."
Yeah. Yeah. We were stuck between Colton and Jackson, and everybody else in my family, including my mother, wanted Colton. And I was just stuck on Jackson Joseph for some reason.
I knew a Johnny growing up. She was pretty hot. I knew a Ronnie, mm-hmm. who was a girl. You know, so it does work. Guys' names for girls is kind of cool. You know, she'll be the only female George in the class, that's for sure.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mandy Moore, the Ram Morning Show. Guess 95.1 Mind Bender this morning. See if I can fool you. On average, 13,000 hands touch this every month. 13,000 hands touch this every month.
In Corona times, that skeeves me out.
I know for a fact everybody in this room has touched it. And I'll give you a hint. It's, of course, not a doorknob or anything involving the door. So 704-570-9595. What do you think it is?
Smart people. Let's find out who the smartest person in the Carolinas is. My guess, you said not a doorknob.
Mm-hmm. That's like the only hint because I feel like you're going to get it pretty easily.
You do?
Yeah. Huh. I do.
I was going to say a toilet seat handle.
No.
No. Again, I always feel like I'm right. What's your guess, Ren?
Maybe a shopping cart.
That is incorrect.
Is it a pickle?
A pickle?
Yeah.
No.
What's the matter? You don't love pickles, Loren? Is it Dallas's pickle?
No.
Oh my God.
13,000 hands touch that thing?
I can tell you, if more than one is touching it, I've got an issue.
All right, we got phone lines lining up, and we will grab some calls here. Let's just take one real quick before we go to break.
All right, this is Brittany in Kannapolis. What do you think it is, Brittany?
An elevator button?
An elevator button is incorrect.
Dang, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good guess. All right, one more time.
704-570-9595. 13,000 hands touch this every month. What do you think it is? Give us a call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Manny, Roy, Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Did you see our picture of Dua Lipa showed up in like 4 years ago? I guess 3 years ago we were hanging with her at the radio station.
Yeah. Oh, I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. This is the Morning Mindbender. A question that hopefully is stumping you. That's my goal every morning. 13,000 hands touch this every month. It's not a doorknob. What do you think it is? Let's talk with Caitlin in Fort Mill. What do you think it is, Caitlin?
Caitlin?
She's thinking. Give her a minute, everybody. This is to get your brain moving in the morning.
Right.
Right? Caitlin, if you think the answer is menu, don't say anything. Yes, okay. She was going to guess menu, Roy. Is that's incorrect?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Snyder in Lincolnton. What do you think it is, Snyder? Buddy, is there an issue with the phones?
I don't know. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, can
you hear me?
Now we can.
Man.
That was weird.
My guess is dog poop.
Dog poop.
Poop is incorrect. That's not a bad guess, though.
Let's try line 7. I like this is a good guess, Rosa.
Rosa and Concord, what do you think?
I'm saying the keypad on a grocery store for the ATM.
The ATM.
That's disgusting. And no, 13,000 hands, do not touch that.
Well, hold on a second. Did you hear what she said? The grocery store one, not the ATM machine. Is it the checkout at the grocery store? Because technically she would be right.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean? The checkout button, oh, the push pad at the grocery stores?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Probably right. More than 13,000 hands. Yeah. That,
see, I thought it was money, too. Like, money yeah. would...
I said a toilet handle. That was incorrect. What'd you say?
I said a shopping cart.
No, to be clear, this is not fingers.
You're
this
saying
is hands. This is hands.
A basketball.
All right, Jackie and Charlotte, you're on with the Mandy Boy and the Rim Morning Show Mindbender. What do you think it is?
Hey, good morning. I'm thinking it's the pump to a gas station or like a gas pump handle.
A gas handle. 13,000 hands. Touch this. A gas handle. You are correct.
Ah.
Yay.
You are the smartest person in Charlotte. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Jackie, we're low on prizes right now, but Roy's going to give you a dollar to fill up. You can get half a gallon, okay?
I'm grateful for that. Thanks.
I don't have a dollar.
By the way, in New Jersey, you don't pump your own gas. They have to pump it for you. And my mom, who's now lived here for 5 years, still has never pumped her gas. So her hands don't count as one of those 18,000. But congrats, Jackie. You're the smartest person in the Carolinas.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
After looking at this stat, I kind of wish that we had people pumping our own gas.
Yeah, the downside to that is...
You got
to
wait.
You have to wait for them to come to you. Yeah. You're on their time. The upside is... No, you don't tip them. But the upside is that it's when it's freezing out or raining, you don't get out of your car.
Yeah.
You just sit there.
Yeah, and so. If you watch that Netflix movie, TV show Hollywood, something else goes on with the people that pump your gas.
No, really?
You got to give them a code word.
Okay.
Yeah, they take you some.
Jeez, okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Moore of the Rim Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
So tomorrow, we have our annual golf tournament with our friends at Eastwood Homes for Levine Children's Hospital and our Secret Santa Foundation, raising money. And we're golfing. Roy, you're not going to go because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Nicole's going to come and kind of be a cart girl. And Loren, your husband Dallas.
Yep.
Burpee from Power 98 and I are going to be a foursome in the golf tournament.
Okay.
Because, you know, all the radio stations are involved in Secret Santa now. It's grown leaps and bounds.
Yes, it's a wonderful time. I wish I could be a part of it.
I know. So I realized, I looked at the weather. Normally in September, the last couple of years, it's been warm.
Yeah, it's only supposed to be like 70 degrees.
Yeah, like shorts and t-shirt, no problem. But tomorrow's supposed to be chilly and I don't have golf pants.
So, you're wearing pants?
Yeah, I'm wearing pants tomorrow.
Oh.
But don't let me deter whatever you're going to wear. I'm sure it's fashion forward.
I have a whole outfit picked already.
Yes.
Mother Nature, I need you to warm up a bit.
We wouldn't expect anything less.
So I went and got golf pants. And then Amanda's like, you also need a belt. Okay. So I went on Amazon on Saturday and got like a... $20 belt.
Do you not have belts in your closet?
No,
they're
bro.
Different.
It's got to be like a golf belt.
Oh, really? I don't know. Okay.
It's kind of got like a flat front.
Okay.
These golf belts.
And they're usually woven, right?
Woven and like the front of it's like metal and it like is a click. So I had two different pairs of, by the way, everything's so expensive, bro, golf wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because the golfs are at all these rich country clubs. They think you got the money.
Exactly. So I went and tried on two pairs of pants. I did a fashion show for my wife while she was taking a bath last night. And I'm like, I like this one pair of pants. And they were actually cheaper. And she goes, okay, put the belt on. So my belt from Amazon came next day shipping. And I opened it and it just stunk so bad. The smell of it was like not leather. It was just a weird, weird smell.
Like. Because it was stuck with, like, a chemical, or...
God only knows. She goes, yeah, well, it's coming from China. You probably got COVID out of the box. I'm like, great. I'm smelling it to my face. And then I did one of those moves where I'm like, ew, this is disgusting. Smell this.
Yeah. Thanks. We're all set.
Amanda does that with food. She's like, I don't like this. Taste it. I'm like, no. So I put the belt on. I go in the closet. I come out for my fashion show. She's like, yeah, it looks good. Get your shirt, tuck it in, and off you go. I was like, okay, now I'm going to get undressed and jump in the shower and get ready for the Emmys. And I couldn't get the cheap-ass belt unbuckled. And when I tell you, I was stuck in my belt from about 7:05 to about 7:20.
You couldn't get it off.
10 minutes of me trying to figure it out, being cool, because I didn't want Amanda to realize that I was stuck in a belt. I'm 45 years old. You know, it's not my first time using a belt. So she goes, what's going on in there in the closet? I'm like, nothing. I'm just, you know, checking this out, my belt. And I come out all defeated. I go, stuck in my belt.
Did you have to cut it off?
No. She goes, come here. And, like, she's still in the tub. I lean over her. And she's, like, moving the clicking thing. She goes, yeah, babe, I honestly, I don't know. She goes, again, this is what you get for buying something for $20 and having it shipped the next day on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have went to the fancy golf club store and got the fancy one.
So finally, she clicks it.
Okay.
And figures out how to loosen it. And by the way, I might add that the belt, I'm like dying. You know, I'm no slim chicken down there. So she clicks it, and then I automatically tie it back in because I want to do it now. And I go to click it again.
And now you're stuck again?
It's not working for me.
Buddy.
What happens when we're on the golf course and you can't get this belt off?
That's what she said.
If
she,
you have to go to the bathroom.
She's like, you better go buy another belt that's going to work. But I swear to you, last night I practiced. I didn't even have it on anymore. I had it in the bed and I was going, click. I'm like, oh, I got it now. I got it now.
You know, I had issues with an Indian garb type of material because it was too small, and I couldn't get it off. Maybe you are just like us, and you can't get your you've gotten stuck in something. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
My buddy Maine, he's going to be at a golf tournament tomorrow, and he had to get golf belt, which I never knew. There was a special type of belt for golf because I would just go to this driving range where you paid $5 for a bucket of balls and $6 for a bucket of beer, and you just drove until you got so drunk you can't drive them anymore.
And then when you got tired of driving the balls, you could walk right next door, and there was this place where you had to putt the ball into a little hole over a fun novelty statue. The putt-putt course. Yeah, I'm showing Roy a picture of a golf belt. It's just kind of like, it's like that, where there's like a metal front.
Oh, my
gosh. Flat front, yeah.
Yeah, like a flat front.
Looks like you got to be a scientist to operate this belt.
I got stuck in the belt for about 20 minutes last night. 15 of it was me trying to figure it out, then 5, Amanda trying to figure it out. And then when she figured it out, I put it right back on immediately to do it on my own, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I got stuck in my belt for a long time, and people are saying that they've gotten stuck in clothes before. Did you guys see, speaking of clothes, it's not getting stuck in something, but one of the reporters on, I want to say, Fox 46, she's a fan of the show. She's reached out to us before. Is it Rochelle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Rochelle Metzger. She did the whole show the other day, but the zipper broke on her dress, Loren.
Oh, man.
And so she did the whole show with the black thick clips for paper, the paper clips.
Yeah.
They put like 5 of them up her back and kept her dress together so that she can go on TV and do her show.
Yeah, I've seen where people had to be sewn into their dresses when a zipper breaks, or if a zipper breaks up, they have to be cut out of their dresses.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you've ever had a wardrobe malfunction, 704-570-9595 goes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A phone call.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
How long do you think it would take you to make an online purchase?
I'm judging by my Amazon, pretty quickly. Pretty quickly.
I kind of agree. We found an article, though, that says this is crazy. It takes 7 steps. And the average person, 3 hours and 5 minutes to make a purchase online.
Well, now, why do they think it takes 3 hours?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me break it down for you. So deciding on something that you need takes about 35 minutes.
Oh.
So they're going even pre-getting on the computer.
From zero
to
arrival.
I'm checked out. Right. Then searching the product that you want on numerous sites, including social media sites, take another 33 minutes. Reading the online reviews, who does that?
I don't know. I mean, what they do? Do they follow someone's grandmother?
I don't know. That's another 29 minutes. So now we're up to, what, like an hour and 5 minutes? An hour.
all I do is, like, if it has 4.5 or 5 stars and, like, 1,000 reviews, I just trust it, right? Like, that's, I don't even really read the reviews.
If I'm reading, if I'm buying something big, I might read 1 or 2 reviews. And I'll read the best reviews and the worst reviews, and that's it. Nothing in the middle.
Okay. Where is pop the bottle of champagne or open the wine?
Amen, sister.
Have a cocktail. That should be step one.
Yeah, these are the 7 steps it takes to make an online purchase, which equals 3 hours and 5 minutes. The next step is to compare products, which is 31 minutes. Sharing links with family and friends, another 14 minutes.
I would throw this person out of my house.
Me too.
Just buy it and we can return it.
Maybe I'm just a professional shopper. I don't know. I could probably do this in 1/8 of the steps in 3 minutes, honestly.
That's why this article is crazy. We wanted to read it because who is doing this?
Yeah. To put something in your cart is another 19 minutes. That should take 3 seconds. To actually make the purchase, put all your credit card information in, that's the longest step for me. I have everything saved on my computer now.
Yeah.
24 minutes to do that.
Takes 24 minutes for you to put your credit card information in?
It is kind of a pain in the butt.
Oh, for me, it's,
I mean, is this
auto-saved?
Well, yeah, me too. But if you actually had to do it from go, like you got a new credit card.
It's a few minutes. It's like a minute. It's not 24 minutes. The whole checkout would have expired.
I know a dog that could knock it out in 15.
By the way, whoever created this list, I would hate to have to pick where we're going to dinner with them.
Oh.
Like, it'd be a whole thing.
Oh,
where do you want to go to dinner? Well, I don't know. Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole, so 7 steps, 3.5 hours?
3 hours and 5 minutes.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. We'll take it in
a
different direction.
Who has that kind of time, by the way?
Nobody. But how many things do you have sitting in your cart that you went through the process of the steps and now they're just sitting in the cart?
Nothing. I buy it right away.
You do?
Pretty much. I might have one website because I'm waiting for something to come back in and I don't want to make the whole purchase until that the 2 pieces that I need come in. And it's like for fall photos in like 2 months.
Okay.
Oh, I got tons of things in my cart just sitting there. I got olive oil. I got these chai teas. I got tons of stuff just
and
sitting in my cart.
What website is this? Is this Amazon?
This is Amazon, yeah.
But with Prime, you don't, like, it's not like doing a Target order where you have to wait. Like, you feel like you have to wait until you have, like, 5 things. Because Amazon Prime delivers free.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you're 5 of them or 2.
Yeah, I know. But the things, like, that are sitting in my car right now are things that I'm still trying to figure out how to explain when they show up at the house. It's like, I haven't come up with a good enough reason to buy it yet. Like, we already have enough chai tea, but I want to try a different brand. And it just doesn't fly to throw away one brand to replace with another.
Yeah.
Like, you got to empty...
You gotta drain it before you buy new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still trying to come up with a good enough reason to buy it.
Bring all the old tea to the office, and then you can pretend like you're out.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda has a bunch of stuff in the cart. I'm like you. If I go to Amazon, I'll buy it, like, right away. It just says, buy this product, and I'll do it right away. Also, like, Amanda says, I'm saving it because I have the credit card or the gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming, or I'm going to get refunded for something, and then when I get the refund on that, I'm going to purchase it.
Okay.
She might be the one that did the freaking...
Yeah,
that takes hours.
7 steps in 3 hours.
Oh, who's got time?
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Whitney, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, you're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today with your daughter and your nephew in the car.
Yes.
Let's see how you guys
do. They
are
looking scared as ever.
What's their names?
Jordan and Eno.
And Eno. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and kick her out of the studio.
All right, Lorenz, get out.
All right, I'm going.
All right, they're putting her headphones down, leaving the studio, and she is gone. Now only we can hear the question.
All right, Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, and this third female lead from the show Friends all appeared on last night's Emmys. Who is that?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, and this third female lead on the TV show Friends all appeared on last night's Emmys.
Oh, my God. Jennifer Anderson. Is that her name? Jennifer Anderson.
Oh, there you go. I heard it. All right.
Prince Harry and his brother are on better terms now that Harry's moved to California. Who is his royal brother?
Say it one more time.
Prince Harry and his brother are on better terms now that Harry has moved to California. Who is his royal brother?
Come on, what's the one married to Kate?
Yes. I don't know. it Henry? Sucks when you turn to get for help in the car and they go, I don't know.
Henry.
Okay, question three. Let's see how you do with this one. Kelly Clarkson is really loving John Legend's new album. The two of them were coaches on what NBC talent show?
The Voice.
Last.
I'm really disappointed in y'all.
All right, here we go. Question four. Last night was the first ever virtual primetime Emmy Awards. Which Jimmy hosted the show last night?
I don't know.
Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Question five. Hollywood paid tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg over the weekend. True or false, she was the associate justice of the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. Wait, say it one more time.
Hollywood paid tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg over the weekend. True or false, she was the associate justice of the Supreme Court.
True.
All right, okay. Relax, Whitney. You might have done better than you thought. Come on in, Lorraine.
You know what?
How did Whitney do?
Whitney got three correct.
Okay.
But she was busy yelling at her daughter and the nephew for not answering. just so you know, each time I read a question to you, it's going to be the fourth time I'm reading it. All right, here we go. Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, and this third female lead from the TV show Friends all appeared together on last night's Emmys.
Jennifer Aniston.
That's right, 1-1.
Prince Harry and his brother are on better terms now that Harry's moved to California. Who is his royal brother?
Prince William.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Whitney said Prince Harry, 2-1.
All right.
But I didn't read that question.
I'm fighting.
I know. Kelly Clarkson's really loving John Legend's new album. The two of them were coaches on what NBC talent show?
The Voice.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And last night was the first ever virtual primetime Emmy Awards. Which late night Jimmy hosted?
Kimmel.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Whitney said Fallon, 4-2.
I gave her multiple choice because I felt bad.
No, wait. I said Kimmel at first, and then you gave me multiple choice.
All right. If she said Kimmel first, Roy, give her the point anyway.
Sure. Why not? Who cares?
We got to buy your love with kindness. Hollywood paid tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg over the weekend. True or false, she was the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Lorraine.
True.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you have 31 wins. Good job, Whitney.
Oh, Whitney, I'm so sorry. You guys know what I want to hear.
No, you're not, Lorraine. You're not sorry.
I still love you, Whitney.
Thanks. My name is Whitney, along with Jordan and Eno, the losing squad, and we couldn't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks.
All right, you guys keep listening. Love you.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, it's Datum or Dump 'em. Bringing in Ashley from Wexall onto the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So you reached out because you went on a date and now you don't know if you should continue. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I met the coolest guy, but I have one issue, so I just need some advice. So if you could help, I know you guys do this segment and I love it, so I would greatly appreciate it.
All right.
By the way, I read the DM. I know the issue. I don't think you do, Lorraine. I don't think you do, Roy. Mm-mm. Ashley, go ahead and tell him. This is crazy.
Yeah, so I met this guy, Jared, and he's amazing. He's hot, he has a good job, and he's super funny. So we went on, like, 5 dates, and then on the 6th, we just decided to chill at his place. So he sent me a pin, and it's in Gastonia, which is 30 minutes from where I live. So not only does that suck, but when I got to his place, or the street, sorry, it was shady AF, and like just unmowed yards, cars covered, wow, and just kind of messy overall. So I get to his address, and his place was a little bit better, but it was still a mobile home, and I don't know if I can date him because of that.
Oh, you don't know if you can date him because he lives in a trailer park?
Yeah, like, I just, you know,
the accommodations
really
aren't what you're used to, Ashley. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just, you know, I want to see that he has bigger dreams for himself and stuff like that. So.
And that's why we asked Ashley to come on Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, because we knew she would press some buttons in this conversation.
Some of those double wides, though, man, have you seen them? They're really, really nice. You wouldn't even be able to tell half of them. They were,
You have to understand, too, like, Jared's probably a younger guy who grew up in that area,
Yeah. You
know? And just because he lives in a mobile home doesn't mean that you need to feel some type of way or he doesn't have big aspirations.
And, Ashley, if you're that, like, turned off by it, why not just have him come to your house? Like, why do you feel like you need to dump him?
Because, you know, I am dating to marry, and I don't want that for my life. So I just want to make sure that he wants bigger things as well.
Let's go over some of the perks about living in a trailer park, okay? Number one, it's more affordable, so he could be financially sound, okay? This guy can know what he's doing when it comes to finances. Two, wherever you want to go,
right.
You can go. You just got to get the land.
Does it really work that way?
I mean, it's not an RV. It is a little bit of a process. You do got to. I mean, it is a process to move a trailer or a trailer home. But you know, it is mobile to a degree.
Ashley, obviously you went inside and like you hung out and stuff, or did you just bail?
No, we hung out. It was cute, but I just, like I say, no, I just want to have more for my life. And so I don't know if that's his, if he's just content. And so I don't know if I should continue to date him or.
I'm going to ask the question that we're all kind of skirting around. Is he too poor for you? Is that what you're trying to get at? Do you want a guy that has a certain amount of money?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I make my own money, but I don't know. It just made me kind of uncomfortable.
I have to defend Ashley here for a second.
We're all ears.
I understand what she's saying and where she's coming from. And believe me, I'll be the first one to say it. You don't need to dump him for this. When I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas from New Jersey, this girl I dated said that she lived in like Cameron Estates. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I'm coming. You got a pool over there. You got all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know, and I pulled in and Cameron Estates is a mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I was shocked.
It took you off guard.
It caught me off guard, but still, it was her way of living, and she had nice neighbors, and, you know, it just was what it was. Now, it didn't work out for us for other reasons. It wasn't because she lived in a mobile home, though, although it did catch me off guard, and I can kind of see where Ash is driving from Waxhaw to Gastonia, pulls into the neighborhood and gets caught off guard because he lives there, and that's not what she's used to. Like, I didn't grow up in a neighborhood that had that around me.
Right.
It was suburbia for me.
But the fact that it caught her off guard is not, I think, the issue. The issue is now she's going, I don't know if I want to date him. And people are texting in too saying, you know, some people rent trailers to buy their dream houses. Mm-hmm. And then it sounds very shallow to not date somebody because they live in a mobile home.
Ashley, what's the guy's name who you're dating?
Jared.
Because we got a Jared on hold from Gastonia, and I surely hope it's the Jared that we think it is. We have to, well, let's play a song. When we come back, Jared, are you on with the, is that you?
Yeah.
Jared, are you Ashley? Do you live
in
the
trailer
park?
Are you Ashley's Jared?
I'm Ashley's Jared.
You have a response for Ashley? You heard all this?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I can't wait.
I can't believe he called in. We are going to hash this out, y'all. Coming up in 3 minutes. Oh. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so we're doing Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Ashley went on a date with Jared. She went to his house, but it wasn't really that. It was a mobile home. And now she doesn't know if she wants to continue dating him. Well, y'all, it's about to get good. Because Jared evidently listens. He heard this, and he's now on the phone to tell us his side of the story.
I mean, in the words of 910 that texted in, it's about to get gooder than some gravy on a buttermilk biscuit around here.
It really is.
All right. Good morning, Jared. Obviously, you listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren show, and for that, we say thank you. And you heard what Ashley had to say about you living in a mobile home, and she's not so sure she can date someone like you in Gastonia. What do you want to say?
Yeah, no, I heard, and I was honestly shocked. And I got to say, Ash, I'm a little disappointed because I thought we had a lot of good dates. We've hung out, I think, 5-6 times, and I thought everything was going really, really good, you know? This hurts. I got to say, this hurts a lot. I know I live in, it's kind of a shady, it looks shady, but, you know, all my neighbors are really great, and I grew up really poor, and I had to work my way up, and you know, this is the only life I've ever known. So when you attack it, or you say that you don't know if you want to be with me, it hits really deep, strikes me pretty hard. I thought we had something special. So all my neighbors are great. I know the house is a mobile home, but I'm financially secure. I got a great job. You know, my future looks fantastic. And honestly, I don't know if I should have to, you know, choose you over my, you know, my lifestyle. I don't know if that's fair.
Ashley is very silent.
Well, Jared, my intention is not to hurt you. I know I respect what you're saying, and I'm willing to keep an open mind. I would like to still see him.
So you're deciding to date him without us even taking our poll, which, by the way, we've got tons of text messages, Ashley and Jared, saying, don't worry about whether Ashley should date him or dump him.
Yeah, they think that Jared should dump her.
I'm not that kind of person. I give second chances, and I understand it. I understand it because it does seem like a pretty shady situation until you go into my place. My place is nice.
Jared, you don't have to defend anything. Like, all right. We're even getting text messages that are saying, like, you need to stop defending yourself.
All right.
Are you attracted to Ashley?
Absolutely. I'm crazy about her.
Have you been to Ashley's house?
Yeah, she's got a great place. It's really nice.
Did you have to get a gate code to get in down there in Waxhaw somewhere? But honestly, Ashley, let me ask you this, because a lot of people are texting this question, too. Have you only dated wealthy men?
No. But I just, like I said, you know, I just wanted to kind of make sure that he doesn't want to just stay there forever, you know? I want to...
You really hate mobile homes, don't you? Like, trailer parks are just the worst to you.
I mean, if he wanted to stay there forever, if his family is there and he's happy there, you have a problem with that?
Yeah, because she just answered yes to Roy's question.
She just said yes, she hates trailer parks.
Can we bring in somebody to say hi to you? Maybe not say hi to you, Jared, and yell at Ashley. Hi, yeah, Sarah, in North Carolina. You're on with Ashley and Jared. What do you want to say?
I just think it's really petty for you to try and judge somebody because of where they live. Like, you think you're better than him because your house has a brick foundation? Because, honey, a lot of people...
I think it's petty of you to judge me.
A lot of good people live in trailers.
I agree with that. Roy and I did the tour this summer. We handed out frontline hero signs to plenty of our fans and the audience, the MRL show family, that live in beautiful trailer park homes.
And by the way, all of the trailer parks had better foundation than my own house.
And Roy's house is moving and it's not supposed to.
That's right.
Sarah, well said. Ashley, what do we do? Okay, let's just start with the music. Let me bring in the mood music. Ashley, what are we doing here? Will you continue to date Jared, even if he can't answer you right now, and tell you that he plans on moving out of that neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, I do really like him, so I would like to continue to see him.
But under the context that he's got to get out of the trailer park because you don't like him.
Yeah, well, I mean, if things progress to where, you know, it's getting serious, then I would want to know that.
This is so superficial.
I just don't think he should have to change who he is because you don't like where he lives. I'm sorry.
How about this? We just got a DM from a prominent Charlotte athlete, Cody Zeller, who says it's because her parents aren't okay with this. What a great, great thought, Cody.
Yeah, Ashley, does your parents have a standard where they won't let you date someone who lives in a trailer park?
No, it's nothing to do with my parents. I haven't even mentioned it to them, but...
Okay.
It's more just like I said, I'm dating, you know, ultimately to find someone special that I want to spend my life with. And so I think that it's okay to have your own standards of what you want for your life. And if it doesn't match up with the other person, then I think that's okay. But I do like him, and I do think that he, you know, he's very motivated. And like you said, he has a good job. And so I think... I don't know.
We just got a text from 704 that says her objections to lifestyle, cultural differences, and socioeconomic makers, if it's not for her, then that's her choice.
Yeah.
I mean, Jared, is this, let's just end it and wrap this up because we know what she's thinking. She's saying all the right things, but the way she's saying it is leading me to believe that she's not believing what she's saying, that she's okay with you staying in this place. She ultimately wants you to move out if this relationship continues. Is that worth you to continue to date Ashley?
You know, I'm going to tell you that the chances of me moving out for a person are very slim because I think that the person should love me and care about me for who I am and not what I live in. So I'm definitely not going to go into this and continue this with the idea that, you know, I might move out. I'm going to stick to my guns and say, look, I'm staying here. And if we can work it out, you know, I'm not saying 100% that I will stay there in the long run, but I think I have to focus on the fact that I can't be with someone who is going to make me change what, you know, would make my entire life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Then that's that. Jared and Ashley, thank you. Good luck. I'll let us know what happens.
Okay.
You know.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ashley, I hope you find someone that isn't in a trailer park for your sake.
All right, I'm going to let them go, Loren.
Yeah, I mean, I'm speechless.
So. Yeah, but we have a lot of people reaching out right now. A lot of people want to tell us what they feel because there is a lot of things to this. Some people are like, hey, listen, she has a standard. It is what it is. Some people are like, that standard's crap. Either way, we want to hear what you think. 704-570-9595. If you missed all of this, it's going to be on the MRL On Demand podcast, and we'll hear your responses to this and your reactions coming up next.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, we just had Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Ashley came to us for advice because she went on a date with Jared, went on a few dates, and went back to his house, and it was in a trailer park community. And so she wanted to know if she should date him or dump him, which at first, her first thought, it sounded pretty... tough to hear, you know.
A little
punch in the gut. But then a lot of people are like, you know, hey, she has standards. It is what it is. Then in a very much so turn of events, Jared actually ended up hearing Ashley tell us this story and called into the show to say a few words himself.
And poor Jared, they just had a great date. She didn't say anything about the trailer park, you know, last week. And now all of a sudden he's listening to the radio. Let me turn on the Manny Ryan Lorenz show and see what's going on. Oh, dump him or date him.
Is
that's
she talking
me.
About me?
And by the way, Jared told us off the air that his friends text him, was like, I think that your date's talking about you. And that's how he
that's a
him.
Good friend. Yeah. Will they continue to date? I think they will. I just don't know how far this thing's going to go.
All right, let's talk with Mary and Lincolnton. Mary, what's your thoughts on this date him or dump him?
Okay, so I'm not one to judge how people live because I grew up myself in all kinds of different types of homes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily say I don't understand where she's coming from. I get she has a goal and dreams of what her idea of one day, like, her home will be like. But I feel like she's kind of jumping too far into the relationship to be worrying about that. So I don't think, you know, her dating him and worrying about how he lives now and how they're going to live in the future is really important at this point.
We got a text from... go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we got a text from 704 that says, don't judge a book by its cover. Last year, I cleared $200,000. I live in a trailer because my rent is $500 a month, and that includes utilities. In December, I buy my dream home that was $500,000.
Beautiful.
Good for you.
I completely understand that. I know a lot of people that buy, like, just to get the price for the land and all that's on it is a trailer, and they live there for a couple years so they can build their dream home. But
right.
I just feel like she's jumping too far into trying to picture the future with him than she needs to worry about right now.
I get what you're saying, Mary. She did say, and I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. But she did say, Ashley said, she's dating to marry.
Mm-hmm.
She said that maybe more than once on the phone call. So it is important to her.
Yeah.
She is looking into the future, unfortunately.
This is Jacob in Gastonia. What do you think, Jacob?
Okay, so what I think about the situation is she kept talking about how she's looking for someone special or something special in someone. And me personally, I don't feel like something special is how much money they have or where they live or what kind of car they drive. I think all of that stuff is something that they can worry about in the future. But, like, to build a relationship, it's person to person, not person to any particular item that they own.
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying. You're like, let's build the life together. Let's build things together to get all those cool things that you maybe is,
I mean,
your goals,
yeah,
right?
More or less, but yeah. It's more so like, let's build the relationship. Like, let's find love in each other and not try to find love in these things that we have.
Let me explain to Loren. So what happens is people find love in feelings rather than material things and vacations. Thanks, Jacob.
Hey, now let me defend Loren.
Thank you.
She didn't start out with being rich.
No.
She got rich. Okay?
That's very different. I was telling you guys, like, my family spent summers in Pima Tuming in a trailer. Yeah. Like, I mean.
I know. Your dad drove a truck that was five different colors.
It was sure
put
did.
Together, patched
you,
together.
All rusted out. You could see the street underneath.
Let's talk with, by the way, if anyone ever listens, we are always having fun with Lorraine. No, we're never being truly mean to her. This is Katie in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
What do you think about this whole date or dump and fiasco?
Okay, so when I met my husband, he was also living in a trailer park, and so was I. And now we moved, and we live in a trailer park ourselves. And, you know, we're happier than we could ever be, and we're saving money, you know, since rent's cheap, like somebody else said,
mm-hmm.
we're saving money to get our dream house.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a plan. He doesn't have to share it with Ashley or us on the radio, Jared, who lives in the trailer park, you know? So I agree with you.
I don't feel like she should be petty, and, like, if somebody's building for something they want better, even if he wants to stay there, you know, if he's happy, why does it matter?
Right.
And like somebody, like Jacob just said, why, you know, if you're looking for somebody special, it shouldn't matter where they live. It should matter what kind of person they are.
There you go. All right, Katie, thank you so much for listening, okay?
Thank you.
And if you're just joining us, you didn't hear what happened. Dump 'em or date 'em kicked off at around 7:50 this morning. You can always catch it on replay on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep, just go to, like, anywhere you search podcast and just type in the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. We'll pop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What? This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I need the proper music for this segment.
Okay, let's change it.
Oh. An MSM poll is out on whether or not these fictitious creatures really exist. And other conspiracy theories. And I just want to see where you guys stand, okay? So I'm going to ask you first, and I'll give you the results of the poll.
Okay.
Does Bigfoot exist?
No, not a real Bigfoot.
No. No, I think that's just a big animal that people confuse. Mm-hmm.
48% of people in the poll said there's no way. 30% said maybe, and 11% said definitely, and another 11% said never heard of them.
What?
I know. I want to be that percentage.
You live under a rock?
Well, they're part of the country where they call it Sasquatch. It's just a little different.
Oh, yeah, Sasquatch. Yeah.
Sasquatch.
Is there a chance, Roy, that Elvis is still alive?
You know, if you scramble up the letters in Elvis, it spells lives. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he died.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Good. 93% of people agree with you.
And by the way, if he did fake his death, he's surely dead by now. He wasn't a healthy man.
All right. Do you remember a year ago we were talking about storming Area 51?
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing in 2019.
Yep.
We had no idea about a pandemic coming. All we cared about was knocking the fence down at Area 51. Do you think aliens are being held at Area 51?
I do not.
I do.
Ooh. You are in the 10 percentile rate, Loren, and Roy, no, is 52%.
I don't know if they're alive, but I think they've probably recovered something.
I think there may be alien aircraft or technology there, but I don't think there's little dudes.
Well, you think they hit the jump button when they crash their ship?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's actually a lot more from this MSN poll that we'll put up at kiss951.com. You can go check it out and see where you line with the rest of the country.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So a friend of mine was telling me a story about a dream in which it's this recurring dream about the same woman for the past couple of nights that she broke up with him in his sleep, and it felt really weird. But when he told me this story, he said it was a made-believe woman. He said, it's the same made-believe woman in my dream.
Does he mean make-believe?
That's what I said. I said, you mean make-believe? And he said, no, made-believe. And I thought maybe I just wasn't hearing it. I'm like, make-believe. And he said, made-believe.
He doubled down.
Yeah, I'm like, you're wrong.
Well,
you're wrong. It's make-believe, right? And he said, I'm wrong. He has friends and he knows people who says made believe.
I've never heard made believe, but it would make more sense if it were made believe because that's past tense.
Maybe we say it so fast that we have heard someone say made believe, but you just automatically hear make believe. Like, Loren, let's make believe that. See?
You said made.
I did.
Huh.
Would you have stopped though?
No.
Let's talk to somebody who definitely says made-believe. Hello, producer Nicole.
I don't think that I do.
That's totally a northern North Carolina Raleigh thing.
Made-believe?
I don't know. I'm just joking.
Of course you are. I don't know. It was all make-believe. Yeah, I think I would say make.
All make, because that sounds right.
With an emphasis on the K, though.
Correct. But I don't know. I don't know why I say that. I don't know what it means.
Hmm.
I don't know if grammatically it makes sense for it to be make-believe. I think made-believe
right.
probably is grammatically correct. But when he said that, I was like, dude, you're wrong. And he goes, no, you're wrong. He's like, you're from the blue. You're from the mountains, dude. You don't know.
I don't know. I think if I was saying, like, when I was a kid, I make-believe. I made-believe. I guess you would say it.
Now you're flipping.
I'm totally confused. You got me.
I put it into the Merriam-Webster's dictionary online, and synonyms of made-believe, they use it in a sentence. He made-believe that he was sick to get out of school.
That's what I'm saying. If it's past tense.
No, you say he make. Oh.
Like, you couldn't say when I was a kid, I make-believed.
Like, I think I would have, though, because I don't think I ever used made-believe. I would make-believe. I would make-believe that I was sick.
Huh.
Right? This says he made believe. Anybody else use the word made in a sentence when you're saying I made believed that I was rich or I made believe that the car was mine? 704-570-9595. I always find this once a week. We are trying to figure out
how
what's going on grammatically.
Yeah. How to speak our native tongue.
And we are not the people to be doing this.
Someone says I made believe that I didn't listen to today's show. LOL, they're just kidding. Grammar snob here. It depends on how it's used in context.
Right.
We see another text that says, we say make believe. You made someone believe something.
Hmm. Oh, now it's confusing.
I don't know.
Someone said, I used to say I used to make believe.
What?
I agree with 843, who says it all sounds weird now.
Yeah, now, yeah. Now it feels weird. Why would I even say make believe?
We're not even making sense at this point, let alone believe.
He make believe he's sick? That's a weird sentence.
He made believe that he was sick. I don't know.
My son, who's a second grader, would say, Dad, let's make believe that we're race car drivers.
Right, but you're doing that in the moment. You would be.
He'd say, Dad, do you remember yesterday when we maked believe? He wouldn't have said made. There's no way.
Maked believe.
Oh, geez, your friend's right, I think.
Maked? Is that even a word? Maked? Maked believe?
I'm hitting my head on the counter.
I told you, I was stumped yesterday.
Oh, God, only this show. Only this show, Roy. The MRL Morning Show on demand. I heard an interview with Pofu, and he said he came up with his name because he just sat there and put like a bunch of words together and then waited to find something funny like Pofu.
Is it Pofu?
That's what he said.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Pofu? I call him Pofu.
Well, maybe it is Pofu.
Well, no, if he said Pofu.
All I know is that he said he just put a bunch of words together.
Well, it's cool.
It's my license plate now.
Pofu.
Pofu. All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We got our own word issues. Never mind Pofu and how he pronounces his name or how he came up with it.
Is it made believe or is it make believe? It's make believe, right? But then my friend says it's made believe. And all of his family and all his friends say made believe. Like you made believe something.
People are saying definitely make believe. It's make believe. Now here's someone from 980. Who says, my dad always said made believe and said that everyone who said make believe was wrong. Hmm. You don't make anything. You made it.
Well, isn't that the same if you made something and make something?
But in the past, like Loren, you were saying, to make something in the past is made.
Right.
So it's not wrong. It's just not what people say. But listen to this, 704. Now, I hate this because now we're down a rabbit hole, but we have to do it. Like she said, she sent like the screenshot or he sent the screenshot that said the fact that Kansas and Arkansas are pronounced differently, but both have A-N-S-A-S at the end of it.
God bless anybody who tries to learn this language.
Seriously.
I mean, yeah, you're right, because trying to teach Dean the word though and then say, well, G-H there is like an O sound. But when you cough, the G-H is an F sound. Forget it. Your au pair, Elena, I mean, she might as well not even try to master English. It's impossible.
She literally just started an English class, too, to help her with, like, grammar and everything else.
But how did we learn it growing up as a kid? You just heard other people say it and you just caught on?
I guess. There's so many, like, exceptions to the rules in English.
But I don't ever remember in English class them breaking down the exceptions so much. Maybe they did, and it was like elementary, and I don't remember.
Maybe you dozed off that class.
Right, but hence why I'm here, because it's a made-believe or make-believe. Who the hell knows?
Why does fridge have a D in it, but refrigerator doesn't?
Right.
What the hell is up with that?
I don't know.
Why are Zoe with a Y and Zoe with an E pronounced the same, but Joey with a Y and Joe aren't?
That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah, it's like English just... it's like there's no rules. Sometimes you just have to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes, oh, my God, I'm loving this. How about this one? You can't drink a drink. You can drink a drink, but you can't food a food.
Yeah.
It's make-believe, but made-believe when you're talking about a person or a thing.
Oh, really? Did you see that made-believe person? Well, he did say he was talking about a made-believe woman.
I don't know.
Well, who says that, 980? Where'd you get that rule? But now we're just throwing out things? We're all trying to question it and make it through. You know what we need? We need an English teacher tomorrow.
We do.
Truly.
We'll get one. Tomorrow morning, we'll try and get an English teacher on to help us out here. Is it make-believe or made-believe? We actually have a poll up now at our Insta at the MRL Show.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
She gets the wrath of Nicole sometimes, and it's always in good fun.
What?
But, like,
You love the fact that it's fall now and that Ren's blog is going to be filled with awesome fall, you know, clothing.
Okay. What?
You do.
You sent a photo of it, of her fall stuff.
Yeah,
didn't
she
you?
Did. You did call me basic on our Instagram, but
you call yourself basic.
I know. I'm self-admittedly basic.
But it's all in good fun. Like, you know, and then you'll send the picture of the wedding photo that you love in Loren's home.
Oh, my God. There is an awesome photo.
Not anymore. I took it down just because of Nicole.
At Loren's old house. I can't remember why we were there, but it was like my first time in her house, and I was roaming to find the snacks, and I'm just like picking up snacks, little tipsy, and I just turn my head, and there's this photo that you would think should be in like a hotel. Like, it was of her and
two models,
her husband, and the pose that they were in. I mean, it was like someone
it's a
told
sexy
them,
"Sexy pose, hey, looking into a sun."
GQ
a sunset.
Is filming this.
Yeah. It was from our engagement shoot.
And yeah, I know. It's a beautiful picture, but you took our friend Nicole by surprise when she turned around and saw that.
I took a photo of it, and now I have to send it every now and again.
So what do I do? Do I get engagement photos like Loren?
Yes.
You're getting married in the fall, potentially, right?
I think we are getting married in the fall, yeah.
Yeah, you guys could go frolic around in a pumpkin patch or in leaves.
Just bring a leather couch.
All right, listen to this. You're going to like this. Why people are so obsessed with the fall. This is right in Loren's wheelhouse.
I blogged about this at kiss951.com, so make sure you read what see if I said what you're going to say.
Do you remember anything? It's from The Bustle, if it's the same article.
It's talking about the psychology.
Yep, a big piece of the fall obsession comes from the holidays and get-togethers that happen during it. Yep. October is like the first month.
The kickoff.
That will lead us into the family get-togethers and stuff, albeit smaller this year because of COVID.
And it gets even deeper because all your really fun memories as a kid centers around fall. Think about it. All the school activities, Halloween trick-or-treating, Christmas, seeing relatives, seeing family, seeing friends.
That's true. The most interesting thing I thought of from the article, Roy, was the biology of it, that our bodies are basically programmed to love this season. Recent studies have shown that cold weather made some people more likely to select movies associated with psychological warmth, like rom-coms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's probably like the, you know, everyone wants to be single for the summer, but cuffing season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They also said on top of comfort movies, there's all that comfort food. Sprinkle in the cuddling to stay warm. It's no wonder our brains really love the cooler weather.
I like the cooler weather until it starts getting darker earlier and the days get really short. Then I get that seasonal whatever disorder.
Well, I was driving through South End and strong
depression.
My fiance was making fun of all the people that looks like they're straight from an Instagram influencers page. Like, they look straight up fall.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting beside him in my sweater and vest. I'm like, dude, look at me. I'm the male version, okay?
You are the male Loren. What did you wear? You said this morning that you went to
I wore boots.
Aw shucks. What did you wear?
I actually went super casual. I was not like dressed like I would normally be. I think I had on like workout pants and a sweatshirt.
Okay.
I wore flannel this
weekend.
Yeah,
you were basic too.
Yeah, I wore
my
flannel.
Boots on. It was awesome.
Pumpkin spice and boots.
Yay.
That's what it's all about.
Kiss 95.1.
We haven't even really talked about it, but Loren's going to get us caught up on the very latest of celebrity gossip here. The TV show Schitt's Creek crushed it last night at the Emmys.
Yeah, they went into the night with like 15 nominations, by the way. And I think they had like 9 awards by the end of the night.
Let me tell you something, Roy. Mm-hmm. They won the first 6. They swept the comedy categories. Mm-hmm. Every single award for the first 6 was the TV show Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Spelled with a C-H.
Well, and I was telling Loren this morning that this is proof to me that the Emmys is a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Because I've known about the TV show Schitt's Creek for quite some time, and I've been watching it for some time.
We all have. And we love this
show. And I've been a huge admirer, even because we're kind of in the business and we know about the writing and how hard it is. And so, like, I could pick up on like the really talented things these people are doing and achieving, and they've never gotten the reaction because they're on that pop network, whatever mm-hmm. channel that is. And then now that it's made, it's this huge show on Netflix. Now it's getting all the Emmys? Screw you.
I think I definitely got on the train a little late, but not like after it gained all the popularity.
Yeah.
And they just had their final season too, so I'm sure that was another reason that it's finally getting
time to get them their awards.
Right. Yeah. Now, Jimmy Kimmel hosted last night, and it, of course, was a virtual thing. So, but it was so strange because they had people delivering Emmys in, like, hazmat suits.
Mm-hmm. To celebrities in their homes.
Yeah, which I thought was fun and interesting, but so strange.
How about when Kimmel came out, he went out on stage and they showed the audience from past years laughing at his jokes and stuff. And then
clearly, they had cutouts too, though, didn't they? Yeah.
Clearly, yeah, they had a couple cutouts, but they did the audience from the past for a couple jokes. And then clearly it was like they did a standing ovation for a really big, you know, celebrity years ago. And Jimmy goes, everybody give me a standing ovation for getting out here. And they showed the clip of, like, from, you know, 2017 of them, like, you know, Helen Mirren or something was getting applause from everybody.
Yeah. There was also a mini Friends reunion. Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, and Jennifer Aniston were all together. And then Zendaya, she made history by being the youngest person to win Outstanding Actress in a Drama Comedy for Euphoria. She's only 24.
Yeah. She gave a speech, too, and I think it was about Harvey Weinstein, about how someone was inappropriate and kind of tried to hold her back. And real quick, Jennifer Aniston almost lit the set on fire.
She also put it out.
She couldn't, though. Roy, there was a... Kimmel was joking about how they're keeping things clean, so he lit the envelope on fire.
Okay.
And he's like, we're going to burn the germs off of it. And then he dropped it into the trash can, and Jennifer Aniston went to put it out. It didn't go out. Then he picked the thing up, and the rest of the trash in the garbage can stayed on fire, and she sprayed it like 3 times.
Oh, wow.
To get it out.
Using a fire
extinguisher. I thought everybody was at their home. I really should have watched last night. Okay.
Also, I did see that Juliana Rancic, she obviously usually does the red carpets, but she had to get a COVID test before she went to go film something, and she tested positive, so she wasn't able to go either.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty funny, dude. There was an actor, I don't know who he was, but... He came out with an alpaca, and he said when he read it, he thought that he was coming out with Al Pacino. And he said, I read it really fast.
He's like, yeah, I'll do that.
And
that
I feel
great.
Bad because the actor is really funny. I just don't remember his name. He goes, you can imagine my surprise when I got here.
That is so funny.
It was good.
Yeah, you can get all your celebrity gossip and those Emmy updates at kiss951.com.
Whoever wrote that's really good.
I know. It's funny. You know who did a lot of the writing? Molly.
Kimmel's wife?
Kimmel's wife. Yeah, she was a writer on his show. Now they're married.
She is talented to come up with that one.
I know. Good for Jimmy, by the way, marrying somebody who's really funny, you know?
Mm-hmm. And to work with his wife.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Sterling would murder me if he had to work with
me. Could you imagine, though, dinners in that house? Like, Thanksgiving dinner? Are they trying to out-funny each other? And is that annoying for the people around them?
Yeah, they're always on.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff.
Or what if someone isn't doing their job while at work, and then you have to get on them, and everything's weird at home?
Molly, though, as the writer, just needs to write something down on a napkin and slide it to Jimmy, so Jimmy says it. That's the key.
Yeah.
Anyway, head to kiss951.com through our online store. You can buy the Kiss95.1 and MRL show masks. Somebody sent us a picture, DM'd, of the mask with the Pride logo on it. It looked really good. There's also shirts there. And, of course, you can win $3,500 for some holiday cash up there now, too. Kiss95.1.com.
All right. Make sure you download the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show on-demand podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just look up the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. That's where we're also going to have the rap party, where we dive in deeper into our lives.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.